Welcome to the Storefront Church Radio program. I'm Brother Freddie Wilbanks, and thank you for walking through our door, finding us on your radio dial, or this radio station's internet connection, or on our website at thestorefrontchurch.com. Today's program is 1719, and the initial air date for this program is Sunday, May 7th, 2017. Thanks to everyone who prays for this ministry and tunes in every week. Make yourself comfortable. There's plenty of room for everyone at the Storefront Church. If you like, you can stand or sit right there. Some like to stand during the music and worship. Now that you're here, we just want you to rest in the peace of Jesus Christ and worship the Lord God Almighty with us. Sponsoring this program is Pilgrim Evangelistic Ministries, proclaiming the life-changing good news about the sinless life, death on the cross, and resurrection from the grave of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, through whom by faith we can have eternal life. This broadcast is made possible by the financial support of our listeners. Wouldn't you like to sponsor the Storefront Church radio program? Give us a call at area code 989-871-9668. Help us to reach the world with the Word of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ by calling area code 989-871-9668 with your pledge of support. Homes by Stoddard's and Stoddard's Classic Cars, located in Chesaning, Michigan, sponsors this program. We want to thank the volunteers in today's Evangel Band, and we praise God for allowing some who've been absent to be back with us this hour. Brother Walter Kinsey will join us in a moment vocally. Already playing on that big old grand piano is Sister Narita Henley, and thumping on that doghouse bass is Brother Randy Stoddard. Agree with us in prayer for a Jesus Christ Holy Ghost revival in this nation, a nation that needs to call out in repentance to the Lord God Almighty. Pray for repentance among our corrupt government officials, bureaucrats, fellow citizens, and the invaders. Agree with us for the Holy Ghost's guidance in scheduling prayer meetings and revival services. Agree with us in prayer for our veterans, missionaries, and fellow Christians, many who have been killed and wounded because of God's word, profession of faith in Jesus Christ, righteousness in this Constitution and bylaws of this great country in which we reside. But for now, put your Bible down on one of those homemade pews, pick up one of those dog-eared hymnals, stand or have a seat, and let's worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's be true to Jesus, though a thousand voices from the world may call. 'Twas He who died to save us, and demands a life, our loyalty, our all. Since we'll walk and talk with Him when our life on earth is o'er, let us labor now to point the sinner to the open door. Let's be true to Jesus, and we'll reap eternal blessings by and by. Let's be true to Jesus, though a thousand voices from the world may call. 'Twas He who died to save us, and demands a life, our loyalty, our all. Since we'll walk and talk with Him when our life on earth is o'er, let us labor now to point the sinner to the open door. Let's be true to Jesus, and we'll reap eternal blessings by and by. From the world may call. is he who died to save us and demands our life, our loyalty, our all. Since we'll walk and talk with him when our life on earth is o'er, let us labor now to point the sinner to the open door. Let's be true to Jesus and we'll reap eternal blessings by and by. Let's turn to hymn number 155. 155. As I journey through the land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow.
Saving grace on the
echoes rise from the mighty deep. Then my Lord directs my bark, He to safely keep, and He leads me gently home through this world below. He's a real friend to me. Thank you. is tear that lighthouse down. The big ships don't sail this way anymore. There's no use in it standing round. Then my mind goes back to that stormy night, when just in time I saw the light. Yes, the light from that old lighthouse that stands up there on the hill. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him, for Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin He has shown around me that I might clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me where would this ship be? And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him, for Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin He has shone a light around me that I might clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me, where would this ship be? If it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me, where would this ship be? Jesus is my Savior, I shall not be moved. In His life and favor, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. In Christ abiding, I shall not be moved. In His love I'm hiding, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. If I trust Him ever, I shall not be moved. He will fail me never, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. Thank you. In His name there's healing, and I shall not be moved. It's like a tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. Oh yes, I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, no, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. Chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. For I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do for you. Thank you. on your side. Take him at his promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do. Fear not, little flock, from the cross to the throne, from death into life, he went for his own. All power in earth, all power above, is given to him for the flock of his love. Bitter at Gethsemane. your light. He enters all rooms, the doors being shut. He never forsakes, he never is gone. So count on his presence in darkness and dawn.
Scripture tells us that if we had the faith of the grain of a mustard seed, we could move mountains. So, Father, help us to keep our priorities straight. Help us to keep you the focus of our lives, and the rest of this stuff, this earthly stuff that we call home, will fall into place. So, Lord, we want to thank you for your many blessings. We want to thank you for the beauty of the earth as it warms up to spring. Spring into summer, we're excited about living this life here on earth. But Lord, we are truly excited about life with you for eternity. So keep our eye on the prize, as we've heard from pulpits throughout the years. Keep us focused on you, Father. Lord, we want to take a moment to pray for those around us, for our family, for our church family, for those unchurched people around us. May we be the beacon of light that you would have us to be. May them see you through us. Help us to be that witness that you would have us to be. Help the Storefront Church to be the beacon that you would have us to be. We want to thank you, Father, for those who support our ministry, for those who find the time to pray for us in a daily mode. We want to thank you for each and every one of those. We want to thank you for our congregation that support us financially. We want to thank you for that as well. Because, Lord, we know it takes some of that to continue this ministry and to keep the airwaves open. So, Lord, we want to thank you for those radio stations that are broadcasting us right now. And Lord, we want to thank you for that blessing as well. Lord, we want to take a moment again to pray for those that are in governmental offices, whether it be locally or statewide or nationwide or throughout the world. Truly, they're making some decisions that simply I wouldn't want to make. They're sitting with the powers that no man can comprehend. the powers of the bombs that they have setting in place and almost seemingly with their finger on the trigger. So, Lord, bless them. Keep their eyes focused. Lord, let our leaders of our country stay focused. Help them to see you through all of the mess. Help us to realize that this country was truly founded on you, Father. Help them to revert back to our roots, if you will, to glean from your word what you would have for them. And Lord, help us as constituents to pray for them, to hold them up in prayer, to keep them in our thoughts, in our minds, and in our prayers. Lord, bless them. Bless them, each and every one. Now bless Freddie as he opens up scripture for us. May we again glean from it what you would have for us this very hour. For all these things, Father, we'll give unto you. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Well, Sister Narita Henley, we thank God for touching you and allowing you to be back with us this hour.
Amen.
And we would love to have you and whoever you tap on the shoulder to join you in a special.
Okay, Walter, Randy, and anyone else. We're going to do a shelter in the time of storm.
A shelter in the time of storm. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, loved ones, for that special. We'll pick up those Bibles off those homemade pews, and let's turn to Daniel, the 10th chapter and the 5th verse. I said it completely backwards, but Daniel chapter 10, verse 5. Behold the Lamb of God. Starting at Daniel chapter 10, verse 5. Then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz, His body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone and saw this great vision. There remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in deep sleep on my face and my face toward the ground. And behold, a hand touched me, which set me up upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly loved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. The hour that we're sharing this message is a great hour for those of us who believe in God's word. For Jesus said that at the end of the age, there would be wars and rumors of wars and all kinds of things happening. And this very hour, we don't know all the evil and all the mischief that the spirit of Antichrist is up to, and all that the demons of this earth are involved in and promoting, the demons that are on this earth, the wickedness, the evil people, and the people who surrender themselves to complete and total evil. But there is a man who I personally believe is demon-possessed in a place called North Korea this hour, threatening, wild and vain threats, declaring and promoting and saying that he is going to destroy the United States of America. Now, many people might have many reasons or thoughts or opinions as why a lunatic, a demon-possessed man, would want to destroy America. And there are some that would say that it's because of the abuse of big business in the past and the abuse of people that have been abused by those who lord over them and all kinds of foolishness. But I want to share with you something else for a few moments as we go through what the Lord has laid upon our heart for this hour. That this nation was created, founded, not everyone, but by and large, most at the founding believed that there was God Creator. Many believed that he had a son, Jesus Christ, who died for our sins and rose from the grave. And they believed that God was giving them a place where they could live lives of peace, meditating on God's word, living for God, raising their families, doing the work of their hands, providing for themselves, and living in peace, and proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that there is only one God Creator, and it is Him alone that we should worship. Whether we bow down on our face to the earth, whether we kneel down by an old homemade pew, whether we stand out in a field with our hands raised towards heaven, whether we bow our head and quietly pray unto the Lord God, our Creator, and Jesus Christ, our Savior, in the power of the Holy Ghost and power, or whether we shout it from our rooftop or barn top. We were here given a space and time to live for God and live righteously before Him. And we also were to be that example that reflected the light and the salvation of Jesus Christ, and were a place that broadcasted, if you will, the saving power and saving grace of the Lord God Almighty through his Son, Jesus Christ. That is why a demon-possessed want to destroy this. That's the reason why the demon-oppressed and those who have been perverted and turned over to reprobate minds want to destroy us from within. And so this very hour, we see this madman raging. We also see that the communist Chinese, and you need to dwell on that, the communist Chinese, a government that denies the very existence of God, an atheistic form of government, and also the communist Russians, and some people say socialist Russia. I'm not going to argue with you. Their leadership are those who deny God and deny the power thereof. And they're amassing on the northern border of North Korea, the Chinese and the Russians, this very hour. And the United States has sent great ships to that area because we have friends that we promised to protect, that we promised to defend. Our history goes back with the Japanese, our friends who assaulted us 70 years ago now. We made peace with them, and we made commitments to them that we would protect them after we defeated them. And our friends that are in Taiwan, those who were not of the communist bent, who did not want communism and fled from mainland China and set up an island nation, we promised them that we would protect them. And in this region of the world and in many other places, Syria, which we've shared and talked about, there's trouble still there. 10 different factions or more who want to overthrow the government or become the ruling power in that place. And all of them hate Israel, the place where the promised, the loved of God, the Messiah, comes from. All this is going on, and we have a shelter in the time of storm. Those of us who believe in Jesus Christ, if we dwelt upon these things as people who believe not, that's the reason why so many people ignore what's going on in the news. Ignore because they don't have a shelter in the time of storm, and they just want to ignore it. And they hope that it will just go away, that someone will do something to just soothe it all over and make it all peaceful. Well, there will be no true, lasting, eternal peace until Jesus returns and sets up the Messiah. Jesus Christ returns and sets up his kingdom and his reign on this earth. And some of you scoff at that. But yet, God's word is telling us. And we could go even into more detail, but you don't hardly have an attention span of 30 seconds. So we suffice it and say that Jesus said there would be wars and rumors of wars, that there would be all kinds of battle. And we see that in through the book of Daniel, as we've gone through this book about kingdoms rising and falling and all these things that he saw in visions that have come to pass. But we have a shelter in the time of storm. This hour, in this particular portion of Scripture, which I have entitled, Behold the Lamb of God, Daniel, after fasting and praying intently for 21 days, sees a vision. And he sees one who's clothed in linen, whose loins are girded with fine gold of Ephraz. His body also was like beryl. His face was the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. Daniel's talking, you have to really think about this, and some people would disagree with me, and that's fine. But there is more than just this one being there. Although I want your attention focused on this, but there's also another angelic being. You know, some of us are so simple that we can only do one thing, or only deal with one thing, or only share one thing at a time. In heaven, as within the earth around us, there are many things going on at once, and not everyone's attention is focused on the same thing. But Daniel's attention is focused on Jesus Christ. Here we have 500 years, approximately 500 years before Jesus Christ comes in flesh and is born on the face of the earth, he appears to Daniel, the one who is from the past, who is and who forever will be. And he speaks to Daniel. And Daniel says, I alone saw the vision. He was with a great, really a multitude of people. They didn't see the vision, but they knew that something was happening. And how do I know that they know something was happening? They knew that something great and spiritual was happening. This man who had lived a life of prayer, praying morning, noon, and night, and living a fasted lifestyle, has just completed a 20-day fast, crying out to God. And they know, Daniel sees, but they know, they can sense, they can feel that something's happening. And what do they do? Even though they saw not the vision, but great quaking fell upon them. Great quaking. You know, some people say that in our services, we shouldn't get physical or emotional or what have you. But let me tell you, when the power and the presence of God is right there, it does something to you physically. You can feel it. As we were praying and preparing for this message, on occasion during the preparation, chill would run through me, a stirring would run through me, a quaking, a shivering would run through me. Because as we were preparing, I could get into and see the vision, the revelation, if you will, the physical appearance of this Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God is not that little baby in the manger anymore. That Lamb of God is not the one crucified on the cross. The Lamb of God is what is depicted here in Daniel's vision. Oh, hallelujah. A voice that sounds like a mighty thunderings and like the voice of a multitude. These men that were with Daniel, they fled to hide themselves. And Daniel himself, his own physical appearance was turned into himself. He felt so corrupt, so unworthy in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says that his strength left him. What strength that he had left him and departed from him. When I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face and my face toward the ground. Hallelujah. The Lord touches Daniel. He lifts him up and he stands, and Daniel stands trembling. So many of you think that you're going to face a day when you're going to, if there is a God, you think, if there is a God, you're going to be able to reason with God. You're not going to reason with God. You're not going to find excuses. There will be no excuses. You have either accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or you haven't. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 12, we read, "And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hair was white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of death and hell, and the keys of hell and of death. John the Revelator saw this same Jesus Christ that Daniel. Here, half a century after Jesus Christ had been crucified, Daniel sees the Lamb of God. John sees the Lamb of God a half a century after the death of Christ. And he sees the same one that Daniel saw 5 centuries before the birth of Christ. I'm here to tell you that no matter what goes on in the world, I don't know the day or hour of the coming of the exact end of this age. I can't tell you that. But I know that things are happening and there is going to be wars, there's going to be death, there's going to be destruction. And none of us have the promise of tomorrow. Even though the world does not end tomorrow, none of us has the promise of tomorrow. The only thing we can have is if we accept Jesus Christ as Lord, we can have the promise of eternal life and to live forever in His presence. And we have this promise that after the death is judgment, and all of us must face judgment. We must face this same one that Daniel faced in Daniel chapter 10, starting in verse 5, the same one that John saw and faced in Revelation, starting in verse 12. We must face the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Behold, the Lamb of God. Are you ready to face Him? I pray that if you're not ready to face Him, that you find an altar, make an altar, repent of your sins, and accept Jesus Christ as Lord.
Just as I